It is the first Monday in July and time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. And we hope to hear from you with your questions and feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio for our director, Mike Crane. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, July 2nd. Wisconsin Public Radio's Mike Crane joins us, as he usually does on the first Monday of the month, and we will also have a special guest a little bit later in the hour, a guest who sometimes hosts this program. Jean Purcell is the executive director of the ECB, the Educational Communications Board, and he'll tell us what the ECB does and how it enables you to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. And we welcome your thoughts about what you hear or what you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. First, let's welcome in Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio's director. Good morning, Mike.
Always good to be here.
Yes, is it hot enough for you?
Oh, yes. I was in the sun all day yesterday, and my very fair skin is feeling it.
Yeah,
lots of sunblock.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that's right. It's going to be another hot and sunny day today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day, and the next day. So get used to it, I guess. 100 degrees, perhaps, tomorrow. So
very different than last summer.
Yeah, it sure is. But lots of stuff to talk about today, Mike. Some programming shifts or changes for WHII starting today. What's going on?
WHHI, yeah.
And I'm sorry.
That's in southwest Wisconsin. And we are changing the schedule to make it a completely Ideas Network schedule. So in the past, All Things Considered was heard on that and Marketplace in the afternoons. And we're switching to hearing At Issue with Ben Marins and Q instead. And we've done some field testing and so on, and this will affect some listeners. We're really hoping from our own testing that it will be very few that would stop receiving it and any access to All Things Considered. But we've heard for a long, long time, how come you talk about At Issue and yet you don't hear it on this channel? And it has been confusing and also sort of an administrative challenge for us to keep that straight. And so we're making that change starting today.
All right. And that is from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, then, instead of All Things Considered, WHHI will hear Ben Marins and Q.
That's right.
Yeah.
And a little bit of change on the weekend as well.
Yeah. Well, other programming news that while I was on vacation, I saw something that the Car Talk guys are retiring. What's going on?
Yeah, but the show's not going away, at least not now. You know, the guys are 75 or so, and they've been working very hard, although it never sounds like they're working hard, but they have been working hard on the show for many years and decided that the day-to-day grind was something they didn't want to try to keep handling. So the producers are going to continue to produce new-ish shows, but there'll be calls that are already in their collection, some of which we probably haven't heard because one thing people don't necessarily realize is it's not actually a live call-in show. Mm-hmm. It's a pre-recorded call-out show. So what I mean by that is that they record about an hour and a half of calls, and then they select the best hour of programming that they can out of that each week. And so they'll continue to have calls we haven't heard that'll be a part of the show. And as of now, we plan to continue broadcasting it, but you know, we'd love to know what people think. There was an interesting essay from Ira Glass that has been making a buzz in the industry, as they say. Ira has said that he thinks the show should be taken off the air because it's holding a spot for something that might be more interesting that isn't getting on stations now.
Yeah.
And the counter argument from others is, wait a minute, this is what listeners want, and we should do our best to provide something that listeners are interested in hearing.
Well, let's ask our listeners what they think about that. Do you think the rebroadcast, the repurposed Car Talks continuing after the click and clack retire is a good idea, or would you like to maybe hear something new? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And any reaction to the change that will start today for listeners in Southwest Wisconsin, where you will get an Ideas Network feed instead of All Things Considered in the late afternoon. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But back to Car Talk, Mike. We are planning on Wisconsin Public Radio carrying Car Talk Saturdays at 9 o'clock for the foreseeable future.
I think immediately when there's a show that's only repeats, you ask the question. So we'll be keeping an eye and wanting to know what people think. But I think there's probably life left in that. There have been other shows over the years that have gone into repeats for years, and people were very pleased to continue hearing them, so we'll see.
Yeah. Any other special programming news to share?
Well, of course, four times a year we have the Capitol Steps, mm-hmm. and everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people look forward to that, and it's going to be this Wednesday, July 4th at 4 p.m. here on the Ideas Network, and that's a lot of fun, the parody songs about the politics and news of the day, so again, that's 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And let's see what else. This is not exactly programming, but it has to do with our smartphones. Many people have smartphones and iPads and so on. And we're hearing that there's going to be any day now a release of the WPR iPad app. There's already an iPod and iPhone app that you can download in the iTunes store. Or the App Store, rather.
Oh, cool.
And then there's also going to be an Android operating system version coming out as well. So we'll be sharing that. I hope everybody is subscribed to Radio Waves, our e-newsletter. We'll mention it there, and you'll hear us talk about it on the air once it's ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is very sad news, but another thing that I was deeply saddened to learn while I was off for the last couple of weeks is the passing of Jim Packard.
Yeah.
How very sad. He was a longtime host or fill-in host and producer of the Larry Mueller Show, of course, the announcer on Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Jim retired from his full-time job just a couple of years ago, but he continued to announce for Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? And he passed away just a couple of weeks ago in New York City.
That's right. It was actually very touching because I think Jim had congestive heart failure, and he knew that this might be his last trip, and he was insistent. He really wanted to go and do the show in New York. And as Michael Feldman shared, he hit it out of the park, a really great show, and then just never made it home. And there was a kind of a remembrance of Jim that they did on the What Do You Know show, and a caller who had become a kind of email pen pal with Jim called and said that it was pretty clear to her he understood what was next, and he said something along the lines of, you know, the journey continues. So just an indication of Jim's spirit that he would see things that way toward the end of his life. And we really miss him. He's definitely someone that we all loved. It was hard not to love him. And there were something like 500 remembrance comments on our website and Facebook and so on, all people remembering, enjoying hearing Jim or knowing Jim. And we do really miss him. And our care goes out to his wife, Deb, and to their families.
Rest in peace, Jim Packard. Well, we have a bunch of callers who want to weigh in on the Car Talk question, and we'll do that for a little bit, and then we will also be welcoming in just a few moments, Gene Purcell, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board. And our first caller is Bob in Shatek. Hello, Bob.
Hi, this is Bob Shatek. Listen, I'll listen to Car Talk till the day I die. Keep playing it as long as you got programs that you're not repeating. Keep it coming.
So Bob, if it's 90% or more repeat, what do you think then?
Repeats that we've already heard, not particularly interested, but if it's programming we haven't heard, I'd listen to it.
So that's the message we should probably send along, is use the calls that didn't make it on the air. Don't use the ones we've all heard. Okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Bob.
One of the funniest programs, one of the most entertaining programs. I've been listening to for almost 20 years, And even my daughter calls me up and says, "Dad, did you hear what was on Car Talk?"
Yeah. It certainly is. It's one of the most popular shows in public radio, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah. Typically on a station, it's, if not the most popular, it's right up there with Morning Edition and some of the most well-known programs.
All right. Thank you, Bob. John in Janesville is with us now. Hi, John.
Hi. I just would like to let the old program die. Maybe I'm a dinosaur, but I kind of appreciated the Car Talk program that preceded the one you have now. That guy from Madison, geez, he answered questions straightforward, and there was no silly humor that these guys, it's getting redundant now, for me at any rate.
So you wanted more direct car advice and not relationship advice and all the things.
And more comedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Understood. All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you very much. Joanne in, I'm not sure where Joanne is in. You're in Budson, Joanne?
Yes, Budson. It's just a small community. It's not on the map. But
well,
anyway.
Thanks for putting it there. Yeah.
Maybe Ira Glass doesn't have a car that he needs to take care of.
That might be. He lives in Brooklyn, I think. So.
Well, then he doesn't have a car. He uses those yellow cabs. But I have learned an awful lot from Click and Clack. And certainly the unheard ones would be good, but if sometimes a repeat wouldn't be bad either, because we don't always get to hear every show they put on, and sometimes we forget. So I just think, and I also appreciated the fellow from Madison. I thought he was very good. I used to listen to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but I think we should keep Click and Clack on as long as they can find something to put on, even some repeats once in a while. So
all right. Thank you very much, Joanne. Well, that's the way it looks, too. We have other calls who want to weigh in, with some saying, yay, go Car Talk, and others saying, find something else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess keep that feedback coming. But we are going to take a short pause now. We are welcoming your questions about anything related to Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. And this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 21 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, July the 2nd. Coming up tomorrow at this time, it's On Your Money. Certified financial planner Kevin McKinley will be back for another edition of On Your Money. He'll answer your personal finance questions and have some other great money-saving advice during On Your Money every Tuesday from 8 until 9. Joining me this hour, Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, as he does on this first Monday of most every month. Also joining us, though, is Jean Purcell, the executive director of the Educational Communications Board, or ECB. You probably know Jean's voice. He has filled in on this program from time to time. He fills in for our Ideas Network talk shows. And by the way, thanks to John Munson and Rob Ferret, who filled in for me while I was off the last couple of weeks. Let's welcome in Jean Purcell. Good morning, Jean.
Yeah, good morning, Joy. Good morning, Mike. It's great to be here. Kind of weird to be on the other side of the desk.
Yeah, I'm glad that you could join us. And I think there are a lot of people who are saying, ECB what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you'd be surprised how many people say that. people who work at the ECB, that's it.
What is the ECB?
The ECB is the Educational Communications Board, and one of the announcements you hear here on Wisconsin Public Radio every day says something along the lines of, Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension. So basically, the ECB is one of the partners in Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. We are a small state agency that, in addition to our duties with radio and television, also play a role in public safety in the state. We're responsible for the state National Weather Service system, keeping that maintained. We help provide the distribution of the state emergency alert system and the Amber Alert throughout the state. And we also do provide some content specifically for K-12 educational students, both on Wisconsin Public Television and on the web. So we've got our hands in a lot of pies.
Yeah, you do. And the ECB is one of the reasons why people are hearing us right now. The ECB is, oversees the transmission of the public airwaves, I guess.
Yeah, in Wisconsin, when you look at Wisconsin Public Radio and you look at the partnership between the University of Wisconsin Extension and the ECB, you can basically divide it up into two areas. And the university, as a rule, is responsible for content. And the ECB, as a rule, is responsible for technical operations in the field. And so when I say that, what I'm talking about are transmitters, towers, and then the big interconnect that carries the signals of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television throughout the state.
So it's your fault that Eau Claire area listeners are having a difficult time hearing us on WHWC?
Well, I would say it is my fault because I signed the papers to make that project happen. We'd been having some long-term antenna problems on our WHWC tower for many, many years. And so we've had the opportunity within the past couple of years to get the funding together and to get that project underway. The problem is when you do a project of that magnitude, you're talking about a physical structure and antennas, a big piece of metal that's up on a big tall tower, and you can't have two of them on at once. You can't have the same one. You can't just turn one on and turn one off. And so we have to take the old one down while we put the new one up. And so in the meantime, we're operating on low power. And I've been noticing the complaints about that, and I sincerely apologize, but it's going to get better.
Yeah, it's one of the challenges is that you have to send human beings past this thing that's emanating a lot of power. And so part of the safety issue is that they have to, because the station goes on and off sometimes, they have to be able to actually climb past that antenna, even the low power one, in order to get to the location where they're going to be doing all of the replacement work. And so that's why even if you're receiving the lower powered signal, you may find that it's going on and off. And we had a story just the other day that with all of the high winds that we've had, mm-hmm. once you get up a few hundred feet, we're talking 50-mile-an-hour winds, 60-mile-an-hour wow. winds. And there does come a point where these daredevils, and I really think they are, the tower climbers, just incredible people. Of course, very mindful of safety. They will at some point say, not going up there. And that's perfectly appropriate, but it does affect our listening service.
But I anticipate the project will be wrapped up within a week or so. I mean, again, assuming that the winds are with us and the weather is with us and all of that. So we should be back at high power and very reliable operation very quickly.
Well, good to know. When I was on vacation, I did get an email from a listener. Actually, it was a Facebook posting saying, I haven't been able to hear you for a couple of weeks or, for the past week or something like that. And I said, well, I've been on vacation. It turns out they couldn't hear anything because it was WHW.
Apparently, we turned the station off for your vacation,
yes,
Joy.
That's right. That's right.
That's good.
But anything else, Gene, people ought to know about the ECB?
Well, if I may, I was interested in asking Gene to talk about the K-12 part of things because, we've actually had an incredible history of working with K-12 at Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. And, excuse me, on radio, many callers that have listened for a long time, listeners, will remember Journeys in Musicland or the College of the Air, all of these sorts of things that we've done over a history. But that heritage actually continues in public television and also online now. There's some remarkable online things that are done by the ECB and not only valued here in Wisconsin, but valued throughout the country as some of the top educational websites that are available.
Mm-hmm. It's true, and it's a great heritage to have. You know, a lot of the programs that Mike referenced, Let's Write, Let's Draw, Let's Sing, are programs we still hear about from listeners when we go to events, and it's really great to hear that heritage. But radio and K-12 education ended a long time ago, and public radio has evolved to what it is now. But that educational component of public broadcasting and public media continues. And here at the ECB, we continue it by broadcasting instructional programming on Wisconsin Public Television. And we also produce and acquire instructional programming that is available over the web for educators and students in Wisconsin. And these are things that we vet and are tied to Wisconsin's core curriculum standards. And it's stuff that educators can just basically use and know that it's going to help them with their class and help them meet the standards. And Mike referenced some of the programs that are valued throughout the state and throughout the country, throughout the world. Probably the best example of that is a series we produced some years ago called Into the Book in 2006, and then we put it online in 2008. And today it's got over a million registered users on it. And it's our biggest problem with that site is finding servers big enough to handle it. Just when we think we've got the server issue handled, we blow another record out of the water and we have to go find another vendor. And yeah, it's really a challenge.
Wow.
My colleague there, Marta Bechtol, who runs the K-12 service, will talk about how there are times of the week when a lot of teachers will have their students access into the book all at once. Because it's such an incredible resource and kids like to use the computer and it helps them feel enthusiastic about reading as well. And that's just one of the websites that is produced by ECB.
Yeah, and if you want to check them out for yourself, ecb.org. We've got lots and lots of stuff up there for educators, for students, and for parents. Anybody who wants to use it is welcome to it. It's all free, it is all paid for, and it is all available.
Sounds great. Yeah. Gene, thanks very much for being here.
It's been my pleasure.
Gene Purcell is the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board, the agency that is responsible for making sure public radio and TV programs and other services are available across the state, one of the partners. In a way, Mike, Gene Purcell is one of your two bosses, isn't
that
right? That's
correct. I actually have a 50% assignment to ECB and a 50% assignment to the University of Wisconsin Extension. And so as a daily reality, I get to supervise my own boss in a way when Gene is substituting for you, Joy. But normally, of course, he supervises me. And very ably, thanks, boss.
You're welcome.
I really do. And I've said this to both Malcolm Brett, who's my boss on the extension side, and to Gene, that this is an incredible partnership. You know, Gene naturally sort of hedged a bit when he said, as a rule, this is true, as a rule. As many partnerships, it's very complicated. For instance, some of our stations are licensed to the university. The majority are licensed to ECB, but on a day-to-day basis, it shouldn't and doesn't matter to you as listeners. And I think that's one of the roles that we try to play in our partnership, is to make sure that it doesn't matter, that what matters is the programs that you get, the service that you receive. Another thing I was very mindful of, Gene, in the last few weeks is when we had all of that weather emergency situation in Duluth and the surrounding mm-hmm. area, that I knew that there were some automated systems that were running, like our EAS, the emergency alert system, that if there were a flash flood warning, it would just go out. We didn't even have to worry about it because the folks at the weather service or the emergency preparedness group, they were making sure the announcements were triggered. And it's so much an automated system to help you in those situations that we do have, you know, there's those periods of the year where there seem to be a lot of potential for tornadoes. Those alerts will go off and we won't even know right here in the studio that they've gone off, because they might be in a region not near here. And it's good to know that they'll get out as fast as they can. And that whole system for not only non-commercial radio, but for commercial radio, is run by the ECB.
Thank you for doing that, Gene, and thanks for all the many hats you wear. Gene Purcell, thanks very much for being here. I'm Joy Cardine, along with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking all things Wisconsin Public Radio on this first Monday of the month. And if you have a question for Mike or some feedback, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Oh, we had a caller who must have hung up, who wanted to know if there was an update on Gene Faraca. And yes, indeed, Mike Crane, there is an update on Gene Faraca.
Oh, yes. Gene just keeps winning awards and things. She is retired, as you know, although because she's writing, we kind of expect that, you know, she'll be around again in some way or another. Just staying in touch with us, basically, and maybe doing an interview once in a while. I've suggested that to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she has just been named a fellow at the Wisconsin Academy. And this is the Academy of Arts and Sciences that really tries to honor and to foster the highest level thinking and talking in our state. And Gene is in a kind of a constellation of people there. They honored her for her writing, for her career, for her inquisitiveness. And so she has that honor for this next year, basically.
Congratulations, Gene Faraca. Now some callers who have questions. Stella in Sturgeon Bay. Hello, Stella.
Hi. I called in last month about there being double signals coming when the station breaks.
I remember, yes.
Yes, and it has not occurred since, so
Yay!
You corrected it, and I want to thank you very much.
Did you crack a whip or something, Mike?
Well, I certainly did notify our engineers that we had mm-hmm. that issue, and they said, we think we know what it might be. And apparently, whatever they did worked. So great to hear that, Stella.
Great. And also, in the last few days, we've been having a different situation of the signal will just stop.
Uh-huh.
Usually several times an hour. It's like the signal will be going, and then it'll stop and for a few beats, and then it'll start up again.
What's that all about?
Do you know at different times a day? Or what?
Any time of the day. And on both networks.
Okay, I happen to have the director of the ECB sitting next to me. Gene, will you look into that?
Stella, I will be happy to look into that for
Excellent.
You.
Excellent.
Okay, great.
We will do that. Stella, I thought you were going to tell me something else that happens this time of year all the time, which is that other stations were interrupting our station.
Haven't had any of that.
Well, that's good. You may yet, and so I'll tell you and all the listeners about that there is this atmospheric effect that tends to happen in the hot weather where FM signals in particular can go for incredible distances, but then they might interfere with a station that's right next door because somehow it overpowers the local station. So any time of year we'll hear reports from people on the peninsula about hearing stations from Michigan. That's fairly normal. But this time of year we might hear reports of a station from Georgia or Texas or something like that. And we'll get reports from Georgia and Texas that they've heard our stations. And this is I think it's called atmospheric ducting. And I'm not an engineer, so I'm just trying to understand mm-hmm. it. What I've been told is it's as if the signal gets into a tube in the atmosphere and it shoots through and then finds a hole and pops out, and it might even eliminate for a little while the station that you're used to listening to.
All right,
to.
So I might be interfering with somebody else's listening pleasure in another state.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Well, Stella, thank
What is this Joy Cardine show?
Thank you, Stella, for the call. I'm glad one of your problems has been resolved, and Gene Purcell will look into the other. Let's go to Kathy in Milwaukee next. Hello, Kathy.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm interested in classical music. Any place in Wisconsin, you can hear classical music, but in Milwaukee, you need to have that HD radio.
Yes, when that's right.
Be available in Milwaukee without having to purchase a radio.
Do you have a couple million bucks you can give me?
No.
I'm teasing, but of course I'm serious, too, in this sense, which is that the only way that it appears that it's possible for us to add a signal in Milwaukee for classical music would be for us to purchase a station. And typically that's in a couple of million dollar range, and it has been something that has been very hard for us to think about, because usually what a station does if they're buying is they go into debt. And while that might be possible, really probably more likely would be if we had a donor with a very significant capacity to help us out so that we wouldn't be carrying a significant debt. That would be the way we'd look at that. Kathy, have you tried the HD radio with any success, or don't want to buy one, or what's
No, don't want to buy one.
Yeah, you know, they really are coming down in price now. We've been able to pick up some refurbished ones online for about $20, and they seem to pick the station up very nicely. And the ones for $20, they have a headphone jack. You can carry them around and listen on headphones, or you can plug in a couple of those little speakers they sell for iPods and things like that.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
I hope you'll consider it, because it's 24/7 classical on that HD and might just do the trick for you.
Yeah. And people don't necessarily want to listen to classical music online, Mike, I take
No, I mean, online listening is certainly really increasing. In fact, we found now that our online streams, sort of the total weekly audience, is larger than some of our stations. So there are a lot of people who listen online, but it's still, for others, it's a pain. And particularly if you're in a mobile situation where mm-hmm. you have to maybe pay the charges to listen, it can seem like an insurmountable sort of a change.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He comes in once a month to share news with you about Wisconsin Public Radio and to answer your questions and respond to your views about Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And Mike, you wanted to add?
I just wanted to add because Kathy is sharing something that is an ongoing frustration for people in Milwaukee, and I want to really acknowledge that. We had a kind of a roundtable that we did with some folks there and did explain in the roundtable how to pick up the HD, but we do understand that it's a real frustration. It now feels like an old story. It was a long time ago that WFMR changed format from classical music to smooth jazz. And they've since changed format again, and now it's a country station, last I checked. And so I definitely understand where Kathy is coming from and the frustration that she and others feel.
Yeah, I wanted you to talk a little bit, Mike, about this. I don't know exactly. It was some sort of experiment with classical music and following the digital score of a piece on Wisconsin Public Radio. What was this?
This was really interesting. And I have to say that my friends that read music found this particularly exciting. I don't really read music very well, so I asked, well, is this cool? And they said, yes, it's cool. it's called Open Goldberg, and we cooperated with this group to basically have a recording of the Goldberg Variations by Bach, which are very famous within classical circles. And we played it on the radio, and you could follow the notes online. And for students of music, this could be a really kind of a thrilling thing to enjoy, a different way of enjoying the music. And it's part of a larger idea, which is that there are an awful lot of pieces of music where it really is hard to find the notes written down for you to play them, there are publishers that maybe have a few copies, and it's Open Goldberg because of the idea that it will be available to all for free. And so it was fun to experiment with that. We'll see what's next. But we were pleased to collaborate with Open Goldberg on that.
This is our July edition of Mondays with Mike. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. If you have a question for him, if you've ever wondered why about something regarding Wisconsin Public Radio or have some other feedback, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after 9, Kathleen Dunn is with you. It's All Things Political. That's coming up if you're listening to the morning program after 9 o'clock. If you're listening to the evening rebroadcast of this program after 10, Kathleen will be talking about Girls Rock Camps, clinics where young girls are taught about musical instruments, songwriting, and self-esteem from instructors in the community. That's coming up after 10.
I bet that'll be great. One of the Girls Rock groups here in Madison played at the MAMAs, the Madison Area Music Awards, and they were great.
Excellent, excellent.
And it's, you know, just incredible what they're learning and confidence and music performing and just neat.
Yeah, also coming up, we heard a promotion that Judith Sears-Poisson is filling in for Larry Mueller, and one of the reasons she's filling in is because Larry's is doing his garden tour in England right now, yes?
That's exactly right, and I'm jealous.
I too. You know,
Larry is traveling with a bunch of members and guests as a tour with WPR. And kind of a friend raiser, I guess you could say. And so he'll be gone for a little bit, and I bet back with a lot of good stories and new information to share.
And is this something that we will be continuing to do on a semi-regular basis? Have one of our radio hosts be a part of some sort of travel?
I think that it is, yes. Mm-hmm. It has some potential to help us to raise funds, which are always mm-hmm. very welcome and important. And it also is something I was at a session where we met with a couple of our 9XM Circle donors a few days ago, and they said that, having in-person experiences is a very big deal for people, and that can be a trip. So we're looking at those. It also is something, Joy, that I remember vividly. One of our guests was talking about how he was a guest on one of our shows while it was being done live at a remote location, and how thrilling that was for him as a guest, but also that he just felt it was very important for the people in the audience, whether it was Larry at Bayfield and Bloom, or mm-hmm. we've had a couple of people at the Midwest Energy Festival and all kinds of things like that, and that it's important for radio stations to get out of that little box and be with people physically.
I agree. I've done remotes from time to time in Wisconsin, and it is fun to actually put a face to the listener as well. It's nice to talk to listeners face-to-face. Let's take some more calls. Diane in Milwaukee. Hi, Diane.
Good morning. This is not why I called, but I have a hint for the lady with the classical music. Milwaukee Public TV all day long broadcasts classical music.
That's right.
Great idea.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
That's not why I called.
Right. What they do is they have multiple TV channels, and I believe, Diane, that can be found on Time Warner Cable, too.
I got free TV, and that's where I find it.
Excellent. Yeah, and it is definitely available. If you're just using an antenna to pick up free TV, you can listen to classical music there. And actually, people will, from other areas of the state, will recognize the voice heard on that because it's Peter Vandegraaff.
Excellent idea, Diane. Thank you for sharing that.
Now, I have another question that I've... Years ago, you used to have speeches. What I remember is the press club, but various other clubs where you'd have an hour speech by people in the news.
Yeah, Commonwealth Club, I think, was one of them, wasn't it?
Yes, I sure would like to hear that again.
Yeah, you know, there are a few stations that still do that. Fewer of those speeches are offered anymore. I know that now many of them are offered online. I don't know if that's an option for you, Diane. But that is a way to find them, because the other reason that not a lot of stations were doing it is they didn't turn out to be all that popular. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's because the topics are, very specific on that day or something, but I think that's why a lot of stations drop them. I miss the press club in particular. I used to like to listen to the National Press Club myself, so I'm with you.
I know that University of the Air used to be the format where we were actually doing lectures from university professors.
That's right.
And that they were popular with some, but for the most part, people were not tuning in for the full hour lecture or whatever of someone.
Now, I wish I could tell you, Diane, to watch Wisconsin Public Television, although in Milwaukee you don't get that channel, because they have a lot of lectures on their University Place service, which is just like Milwaukee Public Television has multiple channels, so does Wisconsin Public Television, and they have lectures and so on there.
Thank you very much, Diane, for that question and that suggestion. Here's an email from John. In the interest of complete transparency, please make available, especially during fund drives, a financial report of Wisconsin Public Radio. I don't mean a pie chart with percentages, but hard figures in dollars and cents.
That's interesting. I think that the pie chart illustrates it well, that's something we can look into.
Thank you very much, John. If you have a question for Mike, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Cindy emails, how about a Wisconsin Public Radio cooking show that addresses kitchen questions and gives cooking tips?
Interesting. You know, we've had Food Friday off and on for many, many years. I know Gene Faraca loved to do it, and we've had Kirill Owen working on it sometimes, and Laurie Skelton. And they've had a fun idea that they've experimented with a little bit on the air. It has a funny name they've used. They call it questionable taste.
Ah, that's funny.
but what they mean is asking about taste. And I remember I learned about bandaged cheddar from one of the experiments that they were doing. And apparently I needed to learn more because...
Bandaged? Yeah, what is bandaged cheddar?
Well, if you can literally imagine it's wrapped in a kind of a cloth, a bandage. Mm-hmm. And it's a very, very sharp cheddar cheese. that's aged typically in a cave. And,
oh, yeah, okay.
And the thing that I guess I was surprised, I'd forgotten what I learned, is that it has a rind that tastes, for reason, kind of moldy. And it's not unlike other tastes, like beer first was when I was a young man. It's an acquired taste, and so I learned from the cheesemaker that some people just cut off the rind part because it doesn't taste right to them.
Well, I digress, but I had to know what bandaged cheddar was when you said that. But as for
I learned it here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Jean did her Food Friday. I know we don't have a regular weekly cooking show on the Joy Cardine show, but we will talk about food and cooking and from time to time, as will some of the other shows as well. But what about something like The Splendid Table or, you know, that is a nationally distributed cooking show or a different one?
Well, you know, one of the things we are thinking about, and you always think about program change when you're at a radio station because you want to do better and better always. I don't know if Splendid Table would be a choice. There's also America's Test Kitchen has now done one. And it might be something that we can do on our own. For instance, one of the things we've talked about is how much we enjoy Kevin McKinley on Tuesdays.
Right.
There may be other topics, and cooking could be one of those, whether it was with your show or as a special weekend show. We are in that mindset now that we have brought Mike Arnold on board as the associate director, and nowadays we say director of content instead of director of programming because it includes the internet as well. But Mike is actively thinking about ways to continue to improve WPR services.
And our next caller is Pat in Kenosha. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. We just moved to Kenosha from Waukesha, and I'm finding that I have to use my tablet to listen to you guys because the signal down here really is bad, even in the car.
Hmm.
And beyond that, I'd like to encourage you to consider a programming addition to another pet show. We really, really miss Patricia McConnell.
Yeah, we do have occasionally Patricia or other guests, Sandy Sawchuk on Larry's show, but it isn't a regular show, you're right. I'm curious, have you tried 91.1 FM WGTD?
I think so. But
yeah, it's not all the same programs, though. You're trying to...
Yeah.
You're trying to pick up WHAD, right?
Right. Yeah. So I'm using my tablet and walking around the house with my tablet so that I can keep listening.
Well, I'm glad that you're at least able to keep listening. But, I mean, the map tells me WHAD should be fine. But as they say, your mileage may vary. There can be different kinds of interference and so on. You know, I'll see if there's anything that's happening with that signal, but I haven't heard of anything.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, we have a listener in Elgin, Illinois, Edward, who has a question or a suggestion. Hi, Edward.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
It's okay. I'm fine. And you're listening to us in Elgin, huh?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're station WEPS 88.9.
Yeah.
Now, Wisconsin Public Radio is on that Illinois radio station.
That's
so
right.
It's good. I'm glad you're listening. So what can we do for you?
Well, Jean Farrakh, I know you discussed that with her. I mean, she had a good show on. I know she retired. It's called Here on Earth. And I enjoyed that type of programming. I would like to see a show like that come back to Wisconsin Public Radio. And while we're on the subject, I would like to see, if it's possible, you know, maybe drop an hour or so of the BBC and extend, Norman Gilliland's old-time radio program. And what I would like to see done with that, if you were to do it with an hour, you know, I know you have students that might be working in theater and people that, could learn to write radio scripts and see some new drama, new radio scripts.
Yeah.
Thank you, Edward. Thank you very much, Edward. We do hear that suggestion a lot.
As a matter of fact, there is not only a long history of radio drama going way, way back to the 30s even that you hear on Norman's show, but there was a lot of radio drama produced here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Some will remember Earplay or the NPR Radio Playhouse. We've talked before, Joy, about Canticle for Leibowitz as being one of the ones that I personally remember hearing from Wisconsin Public Radio when I didn't live here in Wisconsin. And that's one of the things Mike Gardel and I have talked about, is would it be possible in some way or another to revive ear play? We do have a kind of a sense of how excited people can get, because now a couple of times around the state, we've had Norman do a live version of old-time radio drama using an old script. And the people that get to perform it get very excited, and the audience gets excited. So I love the idea. The biggest challenge is always to find a good new script that you can also afford. And so we are trying to figure those things out.
Thank you, Edward. Kate in Waukesha is next. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
I love Michael Perry. And I'm really sorry that we can't hear Tent Show Radio. And I don't know why that is.
Ooh, that's interesting.
So she's on listening to WHAD.
Yes.
And Tent Show Radio is not on WHAD at all?
I think
it's on like at 11 o'clock on Saturday night.
So it's on too late for you, is the
issue. Yeah.
10 o'clock, so not quite as late, but... I understand, and the challenge is trying to find slots for everything, you know.
Sure.
I agree with you. I love Mike Perry. I had the really wonderful opportunity to meet him once when he performed in Stoughton, and he's everything that he sounds like. He's just such a gentle guy and funny in that dry way, and I've started reading his books, too.
Yeah, and I believe Kate is hearing a little earlier is Higher Ground,
that's
which is
correct.
Also on WHAD, which a lot of people do like.
Yeah, and you know, we've had a number of things like that where there's a schedule difference on one or another channel, and one of the ideas is that Higher Ground is a locally produced program that we'd really like to make sure is heard in the Milwaukee area, and that's why we have that shift in schedule.
Boy, so little time. I did want to ask you about this special project. One of the things I saw when I was out in Washington, D.C. when I was on vacation was the Vietnam War Memorial Mall. And I understand that Wisconsin Public Radio is working along with Wisconsin Public Television in a special project regarding Vietnam veterans.
Yes, and also we're involved with a number of Wisconsin Veterans Group and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. What we're trying to help with, and there's already been incredible work done on this, is to find photos of every single Vietnam veteran. I didn't know this, but apparently some records were lost. You'd think, well, you know, they have their military record, right? Well, apparently there was a big fire or something that destroyed some records. And in Wisconsin, there are 612 photos out of about just over 1,100 casualties from Wisconsin that are still needed. That means there are 612 veterans for whom we don't, other than what maybe a family has, we don't have a photograph of them. And so the idea is that public broadcasting wants to work with the veterans group to identify all 612 of those photos. And there have been student class projects involved in doing this. They've made some incredible progress. But we're hoping that the power of the radio and TV can help to dig out those photographs of veterans. This has been an abiding concern of Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. You'll remember a couple of years ago we did the LZ Lambeau event welcoming Vietnam veterans back home because they had not had a welcome home from Wisconsin. And this is something else we're really proud to be helping with.
Less than a minute to go, Mike, Cheryl Gasser, who was our talk director, oversaw all of the talk shows on the Ideas Network, has received a promotion. Can you just give us a snippet?
Sure. It's basically a different title to explain what she's now doing. So she's now the Ideas Network director, and that means that in addition to supervising the talk shows themselves, she's responsible for the overall schedule of the Ideas Network, and she'll partner with Mike Arnold on that.
Sounds good, and maybe we can have Cheryl on a future Mondays with Mike.
Great idea, because I can't always be here.
That's right, and we're not sure you're going to be here the first Monday in August.
No, I'm sure I will not.
You will not be. Okay, that's what it is. Yes. And Mike Arnold will be on the first Monday in August. So, Mike, thanks very much for being here.
Great. Always a pleasure. Thanks, everybody, for calling in and writing. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Yep, and you can continue with your feedback to Wisconsin Public Radio. Our audience services number is 1-800-747-7444 or go to WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.